Welcome to The Not So Simple Life. Meet your hosts, Kylie Vanami and Sophie Longford. These two fashion models are talking all things wellness, beauty, fashion, and all the not so simple things in between. Let's get into it.
Hello, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so happy to be back. Today's episode is about one of our favorite topics, skincare.
That's right. Today we are joined by Kaylee and Danielle from ClearStem. If you know ClearStem, it is one of the hottest skincare brands out there right now. And these girls absolutely know their stuff. We are so pumped to get into this topic and get this episode started.
Yeah, it's a skincare episode. It's been long overdue. And both of us are obsessed with taking care of our skin and having that glowing feeling. So you're going to hear all the best tips and tricks in this episode. But speaking about skin and considering the fact that it's summertime, I think we should just talk about how our routines look now, what we can do to protect our skin with the harsh sun and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know about you, but I definitely go in and out of being good with my skincare. I always do the bare minimum, always. Like, that's a given. But sometimes I'm just really on it and sometimes I'm not. But right now I'm on it. I am really doing all the things. I'm masking, I'm exfoliating, I am just having a lot of fun with products. But summer's important. Are you on top of your SPF at the moment?
I am. So it's a horrible thing to talk about, but skin cancer is definitely on the rise. And there's so many people I know at the moment who's getting it, even people at our age. I know I mentioned it in a previous episode, but you guys really need to be taking care of your skin, especially if you're fair skin like us. The sun is so damaging and it's just not worth it. Like, I look so much better with a tan and it kills me now that I can't just go out and roast myself because I love being brown. But I know now that number one, it's going to age your skin like crazy and you can't reverse that damage. And number two, it's literally dangerous. And you got to keep getting your molds checked.
Yeah. You know, what's so crazy. I have not had a spray tan since high school, but I just did a job with Love Shack Fancy and they asked me to get a spray tan. So it's been like at least 8 years. And I have to say, I loved it. I went to Sugar and Bronzed in New York City and I was so worried. Number one, it would break out my skin. Number two, I thought I'd have, you know, an orange color and like shed all over my sheets. Absolutely not. So now I'm like even more so. Like you said, we do not need to go out there and like burn ourselves and roast ourselves anymore. Like, there are so many better alternatives out there. And you know what? Like, the short-term happiness of being so dark from roasting in the sun all day is not worth the long-term depression of having wrinkles early on in life.
Exactly. Although now there's some people saying that the fake tan and the spray tans are also carcinogenic, which is a bit scary. Ugh. But there are some clean beauty brands out there. Like, I know Cora Organics does a clean fake tan. I don't know how it looks. I've never tried it. I've always gone for the toxic stuff. But now I want to kind of move away from that if I'm going to go down that route and not be in the sun anymore. So I've definitely got to experiment. And if you guys have any good recommendations about non-toxic fake tans, let us know.
Yeah. And one thing that they talked on in this episode that got Sophie and I whipped back into shape was exfoliation. Mm-hmm. So the girls talk about how, you know, exfoliation is so important, especially if you want your skin to look glowy and fresh. And I have been on it since we ended this episode. How do you exfoliate your skin, Sophie?
I use this, I've got very sensitive skin, so I have to be very gentle with it. I use this enzyme exfoliator from LV New Tech. I think that's what it's called. I've spoken about it before. It's so good. It's so gentle. You literally just put this gel on your face and it gently removes all the dead skin cells on the first surface of the skin without any invasion or any aggression. And it's really gentle and good. So I love that. What do you do?
So I use a couple different products. I love Biologique Recherche P50. I love Elemis's pads. They're little cleansing, exfoliating pads. I am obsessed with IS Clinical's Peel System, as I've mentioned on here before. And let's see, is there any other ones? Lastly, like, I just love an exfoliating mask as well. Like, any brand, anything that has a little sting and tingle to it is right up my alley. But for you sensitive skin girlies out there, if you need to exfoliate, a very gentle one that I know is January Labs. They have a chemical exfoliator that's really good and super gentle on the skin. But Danielle and Kaylee also have an amazing exfoliator and they're going to tell us all about their products, which ones we need and why we need it. So this is going to be a really good one, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and get Kaylee and Danielle on the show.
All right, guys, we have Danielle and Kaylee in the house. Thank you so much for joining us today. I've been very excited to get you guys on the show.
We are so excited to be here with you guys. We love you.
Amazing. Well, skincare is one of our listeners' favorite topics, so I know everyone is going to eat this episode up, but I would love to start this off by having both of you introduce yourselves and maybe just share a little bit about your background and how those backgrounds led you guys to starting your company, ClearStem.
Yeah, I'll go first. So I'm Danielle Gronich, the acne guru, and I struggled with my skin and still do. My skin's very high maintenance, but struggled really, really bad with my skin for well over a decade with cystic acne, had it like face, chest, back, you name it. And it just became like a huge part of like my life. Long story short, I was in school with the goal of doing pre-med, but during that journey, as I was studying biology, genetics, and immunology and cellular biology, I loved all of it, but that's when I was struggling with my skin the worst and working with a bunch of different doctors, and none of them could give me any root cause answers or even were really willing or able to answer any questions about why this kept happening, and they just kept pushing me on medication. So I was on antibiotics for years, switching my birth control constantly. Like, it was just a huge, huge part of my life. And it was very frustrating. So I did not go into medicine because I was so disenchanted with it at the time. But fast forward 10 years, I'm now doing my third round of Accutane. It has not worked again. And so I said, screw this, I will go back and figure it out myself. So I wound up going to esthetician school just to learn specifically about skincare. And that's where I learned all the things about acne that you don't learn in a derm's office. And I wound up just being hooked. It was the medical profession I'd always wanted but didn't know existed. So I left the corporate world and started San Diego Acne Clinic. Had that business for about 8 years now. And Kaylee was one of my first patients.
Amazing.
Well, can you share more about what the specific issues were that you were seeing in the skincare market and when you went to see dermatologists that led you to create your lineup that was in anti-acne and anti-aging skincare?
Yeah, well, when I met Danielle, I was literally the perfect candidate for knowing a lot about wellness, but actually having no idea about acne. And that's who we love to educate towards. I mean, I had gone back to school to study holistic nutrition. I knew all about like put what you put in your body, the effects it has on mood and brain health and weight and glycemic index and FODMAPs and anti-inflammatory and all of those things. So when I was in my mid-20s and what felt like out of the blue, I broke out with bright red inflamed cystic acne on both my cheeks, down my neck, and I was doing all the holistic things, every single diet you could imagine. I was switching to all clean skincare. Nothing was working. Then I started to go see doctors and they were pushing me to go back on birth control, which I didn't want to do. I was so passionate about controlling my hormones naturally. And I kept being told over and over again, the only way to quote balance my hormones was to go back on birth control. I knew this wasn't true. So I asked them what other options there were, like what was actually causing this. And they kept just saying, I don't know, take birth control or here's, and if you don't want to take birth control, here's antibiotics. Didn't want to do that either. So then I went to the dermatologist and the dermatologist was like, here's a prescription for Accutane. Your acne is so aggressive. There's nothing else that's going to work. At the time, I really didn't want to go on Accutane because I knew the detrimental effects it could cause. And again, I was just trying so hard to do things holistically and clean. So that's when I was at my wit's end. And when I met Danielle, it was like such a perfect moment because I realized everything I was doing, not that it was wrong, but I didn't know anything about acne nuances. For example, like what supplements trigger acne. I was taking all the supplements. I mean, being deep into the health and wellness world, you like love testing different supplements. But what's not known is proper dosages and how more of something is not always better. And you don't always need all these different supplements if you've gotten your blood work done and you don't need these things for your body. I had no idea that there was healthy foods that could actually trigger acne. And I certainly had no idea about pore clogging ingredients. I mean, that was something that was never taught One by a dermatologist or a primary care doctor that was never told to me, but also in holistic nutrition school, it was never talked about pore clogging ingredients for acne because no one's addressing the topical causes of acne. And so when I met Danielle, we figured out I had about 12 different acne triggers going on. I removed all of those and got on a proper skincare routine, which the key is proper exfoliation. I had no idea like what proper exfoliation meant. And my skin was completely clear with no scar damage in a matter of 2 months. And it was just knowing the acne nuances and understanding a proper skincare routine with proper exfoliation.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love how you said that you went to the dermatologist. They were like, you just need to go on Accutane. I didn't even have cystic acne. My breakouts were like mild. And even I went to a dermatologist and they were like, Accutane, that's what you need. And it's like, I feel like it's just an easy solution for the dermatologist to give you and be like, this is what you need. This is what works. Don't try anything else. You're wasting your time.
I was never asked about my stress levels, what I was eating, what supplements I was taking, what skincare I was using, what makeup I was using that could be clogging my pores. Nothing. It was just, here's a prescription. And I felt so let down because I'm a why person. I'm always like, okay, why should I be like, I'm just so curious all the time. And I kept asking questions and it was just like hitting a brick wall over and over again.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think there's a million things going on in the body that can all project onto your skin. And I love that, you know, there's people out there who are looking deeper because I think the rest of the country is not looking very deep. My younger sister's dealing with the same journey right now. And it's crazy how much time, money, and energy you spend going to these places, and they all have the same fix, oddly enough. But I would love to dive into, you guys created your anti-aging but anti-acne skincare line. So what was it out there that you guys were seeing that was missing in the skincare market, and what really drove you guys? What were the big factors for you guys to come to this anti-aging, anti-acne?
This is my favorite question ever. It's, when you think about the skincare categories, there's like the big three. There's anti-acne, and then there's anti-aging, and then there's non-toxic. And, you know, with the non-toxic is, I'll throw the word clean in there. Mm-hmm. It's all very confusing for people. And normally those three categories completely cancel each other out. By that, I mean, anti-acne products are very drying. They're very harsh. They're very toxic. And they inflame, they're usually very inflammatory. They dry you out, which makes you get UV damage faster, and they destroy your barrier. And the level of toxicity is not healthy long term. And that's internal and external acne products. So you know, if you're breaking out, you're using something for acne, it's drying your skin barrier, which makes you age faster. Then there's anti-aging products, which 95% of them, if not more, are using the same filler agents that clog your pores. And they're the ingredients that people don't know about, and they're not trained to look for. Even dermatologists don't really know them. And there's like hundreds of them, and we made a list of them that's searchable on our website, but it'll be random chemicals like ethyl hexyl palmitate and isopropyl myristate and Cetirith 20 and other chemicals that people don't know about and they don't know to look for. And it's way over the head of the average consumer to even be trained for this kind of thing, because it's so complex. So you have acne products that damage your skin, anti-aging products that are breaking out. And then you have the clean category and the non-toxic category that only focuses on hormone disruptors and known toxins. It has nothing to do with acne at all. And that's another layer of confusion for people, because they want to search for clean and they also think it means anti-acne or acne safe, and it doesn't. An example of that is coconut oil. Coconut oil can be organic, non-toxic, clean, fair trade, all the beautiful things, but it will still break you out because it's coconut oil. We always,
it breaks me out like crazy.
Exactly. Like literally within 48 hours, you'll just be covered in blackheads, right? So those three categories cancel each other out. And we think that's nonsense. Yeah. If you know ingredients and you know how to formulate and you understand chemistry and biology the way that we do, we have world-renowned chemists, and this happens to be my specialty because of what I studied. When you know how to formulate and you have a clinical environment like what I have with San Diego Acne Clinic, I spent 8 years only treating acne very, very holistically, meaning everyone would come in for their first appointment and bring every single thing they're using, makeup, skincare, hair care, vitamins, you name it, going through it with a fine tooth comb and identifying and removing all the pore clogging ingredients while understanding the good ingredients and the percentages that they need to be present, that allows us to create formulas that are anti-aging and anti-acne at the same time. And we avoid all known toxins.
Wow. So yeah, it definitely is complicated for people then, because I think this clean and non-toxic conversation has been so popular in the last few years. And I feel like it's also a word that's not very regulated and can definitely be confusing. Would you guys consider your line non-toxic or clean? How does that fall into ClearStem?
Yeah, I would consider it clean. What we actually try to stay away from is non-toxic because there's such a gray area there. Mm-hmm. There really is, and everyone interprets it so differently. So we use the cleanest possible ingredients. You can check, I mean, we have all of our ingredients on our website. To scroll down, you guys can look for it. We're actually soon we'll be able to have like searchable ingredients. So you'll be able to see why we use each ingredient, what it's for. So every single one of our ingredients are so intentional for our formulations. We put a lot of thought and care into it, but we found out recently, just through research, how gray area non-toxic can be. For instance, like licorice extract over a certain percentage is considered it. You know, it's just, it's so random with certain things, and there's not all studies to back things up and a lot of misinformation. So we cross-reference multiple clean lists while doing our own research through all formulation.
Amazing.
Well, products set aside, what are some of the biggest lifestyle stresses that, in your opinion, harm the skin the most? Like maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's the sun. Like what is it in your opinion?
Ooh, alcohol is one of the worst things you can put in your body. It's more toxic than most street drugs. They've done toxicology studies on this at length. And alcohol, obviously most people drink, not saying anything. I personally have made the choice not to drink, just for performance issues and the fact that it messes with sleep and hormones. But it's also detrimental to the skin. A lot of people do experience breakouts when they drink heavily, and that can be partly the sugar, partly the toxin. But that is the number one thing that I think is important to avoid or limit for healthy skin.
Yeah.
I think in addition to that, stress levels is so important to note how much stress actually affects your body and skin in general, because you have the external factors, which are pore clogging ingredients. You have internal ones, which are certain foods, supplements. And then again, the lifestyle ones, how much sleep you're getting, where your stress levels are, which again, if you're not getting enough sleep, also raising your stress levels. If you're doing too many high cardio workouts, also raising your stress levels. If you're eating a really high glycemic, high sugar, high processed food diet, also raising your stress level. So it's causing that hormone imbalance by dysregulating your body's stress response to things. So it's really important to find those factors in your life where you can control the stress levels, right? There's some things that are a little out of our control, but you know, if you can wake up and go for a nice walk in the morning, find time for meditation, chew your food while you're eating it, making sure you're breathing throughout the day, getting enough sleep. Those are all things that are a little more in control that can really help manage our stress levels and in turn really help our skin.
Amazing. And definitely important for someone like you too, who are running such a successful business. I know entrepreneurship's not always the easiest journey. So I think it's really great that, you know, stress is something at the top of y'all's to-do list in terms of taking care of yourselves. But I would love to hear just y'all's journey together in building this. Are you guys like a real yin and yang? Have you guys really kind of mastered this relationship of doing this business together and how that happened?
Yeah, our working relationship is like the most beautiful relationship in either of our lives. Like we like say that all the time. We're a natural fit just based on how our brains work and what we're individually good at. And that was like just the stars aligning for us in the beginning. And then as the company grew, especially with Kaylee moving to LA, because I'm still in San Diego, we weren't able to work together every day. So we had to really dial in our communication and our roles. And it's, you know, it's funny because it's like, there'll be something that needs to get done And in a startup environment, like, no one has a specific role. Everyone does everything. And it's like, you're like, okay, I heard about this first, so I'll handle it. Or the email came to me first, I'll handle it. Like, there's no real process for that. So when things started to get a lot bigger, we realized that we needed to formalize a lot of that and have a process for communication for when there was gray area on stuff. So we actually found an amazing executive coach / company therapist. And he's been with us for about almost three years, I want to say. And he's like part of the team. We have him on retainer always, and our staff get to use him too for leadership development. And if there's any sticky conversations or things we need to work through, we have that resource and we love him.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. I just recently got a business mentor. I'm only 2 months in, but it's so nice to have outside opinions and just have someone else to look at things from afar. Cause I feel like in the startup world and just in business in general, things can get a little foggy and emotional at times, and rights and wrongs are not always super clear. So I think that's amazing that you guys also offer that to your staff. I'm sure that's extremely helpful.
It's so helpful having things reflected back to you and just allowing objective opinion to help you understand yourself better, so your communication is better, but also gives you empathy for hearing the way other people communicate and realizing that most people, with the way they phrase things, are not malintentioned, right? It's just maybe a lower EQ of how someone's coming across, or just a lack of understanding for that way. So I feel like in general, for our staff and for Danielle and I, it allows us to communicate and hear each other better, and then just know what someone else needs to hear and the way to communicate that. So it's really helpful having those things reflected back to you again, so you can, speaking personally, I can dial in my own communication. It's like, oh, maybe I'm coming across this way, and I never realized that. But having that brought to my attention is transformative.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. But we'd love to hear more about the pros and the cons of bootstrapping your business. So, like, you guys did it all yourself. Did you have any outside help, or was it all self-made?
We totally bootstrapped it. I used all my savings, and then all the money that I was making from my clinic, I was just funneling that into ClearStem for about three and a half years. And then we would just reinvest all of our profits. So I didn't like take a paycheck for a while, and Kaylee took like barely anything. So we really just reinvested every single dollar and didn't take any outside funding. I mean, now we have a line of credit through our bank, but that's not the same as, raising money, having an investor, having an equity partner, that sort of thing. So we've never done that.
Amazing. Good for you guys.
Well, to answer your question, the pros. Yeah, the pros and cons of that. So if you need money, like say you're in the beverage, like food and beverage, you pretty much have to raise money because of the business model. So you want to pick a partner that has distribution and knows how to scale and has all the contacts, and they have the money. And that is like a huge pro if you're going to be in that industry. If you don't need to raise money, the rule is to not do it unless you absolutely need to, because you just never know what it's going to be like ultimately. And especially if you're an entrepreneur, you generally don't like to be told what to do, and having someone to answer to because you took their money has a lot of implications. So it was very much a pro for us to be able to bootstrap, because we didn't have to sacrifice quality or vision or cut corners, which happens, unfortunately, a lot of the time when somebody else is footing the bill for things.
Definitely. And just in general with entrepreneurship, what would you guys say are just your pros and cons of having your own business? I know it's not easy, and I can imagine after 6 years, you guys have definitely found those pros and cons.
Pros and cons. I think you shouldn't get into it unless you, like, it's a huge passion project. You shouldn't get into it if you think it looks fun. Like that, I know a lot of people that are just like, they want to start a business because they want to be their own boss and it looks fun. And it's a grind. Danielle and I have sacrificed a lot with where we are in life to build an amazing company, because we love it so much, and the pros heavily outweigh anything that could look like a con. But if you're someone that likes a lot more safety, if you want more you know, you want to buy a house at 25. Like, if you want things faster, don't get into entrepreneurship. It takes time. It takes hard work. I mean, if you look at all these really successful companies and actually look at when they were founded, it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Like, people do not see success for a while. So if you're someone that likes quick fame, quick success, you just want money to spend to travel the world, entrepreneurship's not for you. There's a lot of great, like, remote working, high paying jobs you can take to live that lifestyle. But we're building it because we love it. And we're building something bigger than us. And we're making a huge impact. And our why is rooted in more things than like outside gratification, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a problem for a lot of people. Like, they expect results straight away, and it feels like an amazing idea at the beginning, and then they lose the hope and the drive for it when they realize, like, time's going on and they're not seeing the results they need. So you've got to keep motivated and keep passionate about it. Otherwise, it's never going to succeed.
Exactly. So I think less pros and cons, more like, where is your why? What's your why rooted in? And what's going to keep you going every single day when things are really, really hard? Because there will be things that can be viewed as cons, but are you able to keep pushing through and keep adapting and pivoting and figuring things out? And do you have a love for being curious and figuring things out?
Yeah, 100%. All right, well, let's dive back into skincare now for a minute, which is what we're all here for. What are some of the most important steps in each of your skincare routines?
Ooh, the most important steps. The cornerstones of your skincare routine are your sunscreen and your exfoliation and your moisturizer. That said, there's a lot of obviously specific steps, but having those three things dialed in, you'll be okay. In the morning, I'll just go through my skincare routine. So in the morning, I just have taken to splashing my face with cool water. I don't like to cleanse in the morning because it's still really cold and kind of dry. So you don't want to over dry your skin unnecessarily, especially. And in the morning too, because you'll be exposed to sun and UV more during the day, and you want to keep your barrier intact. So in the morning, I just splash my face with cool water. And then I apply a nourishing, like, hydrating serum. I do our Cell Renew serum. So it's something that's hydrating and anti-inflammatory, and it's just like feeding your skin. And then I skip moisturizer in the morning because I'm a little more oily. I don't need actual lotion, but then I do my sunscreen, rain or shine, cloudy or sunny, it does not matter. And I do a mineral-based sunscreen. So the key with sunscreen is that it's mineral or physical, and primarily that it's zinc-based, because zinc is the best type of protection, and it's a calming ingredient, which is important. So I do that. And then at night is when I do, when I recommend for people too, it's when we recommend the corrective work, meaning your exfoliation. So that's when you can incorporate a mild scrub and then an exfoliating acid. We like alpha hydroxys, particularly mandelic acid. So I'll alternate between a scrub and a mandelic acid, or sometimes I'll do both on one night and then I'll cycle and not do any exfoliation the next night. But really knowing your exfoliants that you're using and how your skin responds to them is the key, because it's just like exercise. It's the right type of exercise, the right intensity, and then how often you do it. So figuring that out for your skin, it takes a little bit of trial and error, but it's the best thing you can do. And that's one of the key things we guide people on, is how and when to exfoliate. So once you do exfoliation, mm-hmm. then you do your corrective serums. Like, we have a no Botox serum that's full of peptides. It's called Bounce Back. And I use that because it helps prevent wrinkles, and I don't like doing Botox. So that's my favorite nighttime serum. And then I finish with a moisturizer. At night, you can look like a glazed donut at night. You want to be as moisturized as possible. Just, if you're acne prone, make mm-hmm. sure that your moisturizer is acne safe, because most aren't, unless they're specifically formulated to be that way. So yeah.
Kaylee, does your routine look any different to that, or is it kind of similar?
It's very similar. I just naturally run a little bit drier, so I moisturize a ton. I've always naturally had drier skin. And especially in California, when the Santa Ana winds come down and it gets even a little more drier, or I go to Colorado to ski in the winter, or Phoenix or Texas, and it's running a little drier. I'm the same way in the morning, though. I splash my face with water, and then I just put some moisturizer on, and then I do my workout, my walk, all of that. And then I actually wash my face. But I layer on that hydration like crazy. So I actually use our HydroGlow moisturizer and our Hydroberry sleep mask. The sleep mask is also one of my favorite things to do actually before I put on makeup for that extra really glowy, dewy, hydrated look for my skin. So yeah, it's the same routine, just like doubling, tripling on the hydration. I love it. I love sealing all that in. I love looking shiny, like actually. Danielle looks like that naturally and it's amazing. Her skin is always glowing and I'm like layering on more and more. It can look shiny and glowy all the time.
Well, I know you guys can't see the girls, but both their skin is flawless.
Yeah, absolutely glowing, both of you. And I think that you mentioned such an important like basic routine for people who are on here who are doing the bare minimum, or for example, my boyfriend, he's doing the bare minimum. But for anyone who really wants to like step it up, I know it can be so intimidating. I'm someone who loves skincare. So when I go into a website and see like a million different serums, I get excited and sometimes overzealous. What is an ingredient or a specific product in general that you would recommend to someone who's like really wanting to step it up? Is it a retinol? Is it anything in that vein? What would you recommend?
We really love peptides. Peptides are little messenger proteins that tell your skin to heal itself. So it works on acne scars. It works to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. It works for skin elasticity. Basically, peptides are like a superfood for your skin. And we really, really like those. And then stem cells are another one. Stem cells and other epidermal growth factors are, again, just like feeding your skin the nutrition it needs to repair itself properly. And then anti-inflammatory ingredients like arnica and green tea and, turmeric, like we use a lot of that as well. So reducing inflammation and feeding your skin super nutrition is really like the name of the game.
Amazing.
Well, since we're all going into summertime now, are there any products that you recommend that we should definitely all be using? I know SPF is an obvious one, but maybe there's something else that we're not all quite getting in our routines on a daily basis. Like, how do your skincare routines change as the summertime comes around?
That's a really great question, because it's what's known as skin, like the word skin cycling has come up a lot in the past year, right? But we've been saying this for years. It's just finally skin cycling was a word put to the technique, I guess you could say. So you want to slightly adjust your skincare routine for the seasons and or climate that you're in. So just like what we were talking about, if you are in a drier climate, you're going to want to load up on on the hydration and potentially pull back a tiny bit on exfoliation. So let's say when it was a little more humid out, you were exfoliating 4 days a week, and now it's colder and drier because it's the winter. Maybe you're exfoliating 1 or 2 times a week. So those are things you're going to want to address. If you are in a climate that has a really dry, hot summer, like a Phoenix, Arizona versus a summer in Florida where it's really, really humid, two very different levels of exfoliation. You're going to exfoliate a tiny bit more in a humid environment and a tiny bit less in a drier climate. At the same time, always making sure you are hydrated, because that sun in general is going to suck moisture from your skin. And so you want to be focused on things that are anti-aging and rebuilding the skin barrier of your skin. So our Cell Renew and Bounce Back Serum has stem cells and peptides. It's in the Bounce Back Serum that Danielle was just talking about. Peptides in it. So those are going to help repair your skin during those months where you might be getting a little more sun exposure, even though you should always be wearing your SPF. The sun is very strong during the summer. And then using like HydroGlow and HydroBerry, really deep moisturization products that are going to help, again, continue to restore that skin barrier and tackle that external moisturization of your skin.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I know in summer, people typically will break out a little more, I guess, like you said, depends on skin type, but I would love to get y'all's thoughts. And I'd love to also see if it's the same process for both of you. But if you wake up with a breakout, with a zit, a pimple, anything that you don't want on your face, what's your protocol look like? What are the first steps that you take?
Well, that's a big question. So you want to figure out where it came from, first of all, if you can. Number one thing that everyone needs to do before they do anything else is check for pore clogging ingredients. You do that by copying and pasting the ingredient deck of everything you're using, your makeup, your sunscreen, your lotion, all of it, and put that into the pore clogging ingredients checker that we built on our website. You just copy and paste it, hit enter. It'll tell you if there's something breaking you out. It's very important to do that. Otherwise, you'll just keep breaking out no matter what. So once you've hopefully figured out what was causing it, you eliminate that item and, you know, you can find a safe replacement. And then another thing to do is look at what you ate the day before. If you had a lot of dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, it can affect you literally the morning when you wake up. So especially if it's around your chin. So try to think about what you ate the day before, like pinpoint a culprit if possible. And dairy is usually the culprit. Sugar can be too, but dairy is like almost like a sure thing for a lot of people. But once you have it, okay, what do? You can do the patches. The patches are fine, like the Hero, the Mighty Patch, pimple patches. Those are totally fine. What you would use from our line is the Vitamin Scrub and then the Clarity Serum. We also have a mask called Pregame that's like mimicking a facial. So you could do that just on the spot. And then you rinse it off. We also have a spot treatment coming out. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. But basically, you want to exfoliate it away. And you can exfoliate different parts of your skin differently. Like you say your chin is where you break out, but your forehead's fine. You can actually exfoliate your chin every day if you want to and leave your forehead for just a few times a week. So on the spots you're breaking out, be sure to exfoliate. And then I would get one of those patches. And ice packing is also very helpful for the inflammation.
Something else I just thought of too. So when Danielle mentioned, again, the first thing to do is find the culprit and checking all of your ingredients. A few things that people might not think of, because let's say, you know, someone searches all their ingredients and they eliminate the trigger and they're like, something's still causing it. I'm still waking up with a breakout or two. Fabric softener is a huge one that's going to cause breakouts. So it's less about changing your pillowcase all the time or buying a $200 pillowcase. It's less about that and more about the fabric softener and detergent that you're using. So we like the ones that are free of irritants, not the pod style ones that come with detergent and fabric softener. That's a no-no. Another thing is if one, your dog sleeps in your bed and gets on your face at all or on your pillow, because when there's a lot of bacteria, your dog can get on your pillow, along with if you're washing your dog in a very clean shampoo that might be coconut or shea butter based, that's getting on your blankets, on your pillows, on you. And then two, your significant other, if your significant other, you know, maybe has a lotion that he or she uses on their skin and you're laying partially on their skin, or that's also getting on your pillow in any way. So it's definitely, you want to keep in mind, like what's coming into contact with my face while I sleep, and really taking a look at those things as well.
Yeah. I never thought of significant other. That makes perfect sense.
Now I have someone to blame. All right. Let's talk about makeup as well. Do you guys follow the same principles for makeup? Do you go for clean makeup brands, and what brands do you like to use?
We go for a non-pore clogging. So clean is great, but if it's clean, but it still has pore cloggers, it's going to break you out. So our number one thing is no pore clogging ingredients. After that, then you solve for clean, meaning like no parabens and things like that. So we love the brand Priya, Priia. That's all I will use. I've tried everything. And there are some acne safe makeups, like the Armani Luminous Silk is safe. There's the Charlotte Tilbury Airbrush is safe. But as far as like amazing for your skin and anti-inflammatory and looks the best, in my opinion, I really love the Priya mineral makeup.
We have tested so many other ones and like almost tried to like other ones just to have a lot of versatility. And Danielle and I for 8+ years continue to go back to Priya every single time. We're obsessed.
Is that something that maybe in the future Clearstem would consider getting into, a tinted moisturizer or makeup or anything like that?
We would consider it. It's a huge undertaking. So we've got other things to do at the moment, but it could be a natural progression. Who knows?
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I want to get into treatments. I don't know if it's something that you guys are a big fan of, whether it's peels or it's lasers or it's something you do, you know, a couple times a year. Is there anything like that that has really made a big difference in y'all's skin?
At the clinic, we do a hybrid combination of a peel and a microderm, and that's like the best treatment ever because you're getting two types of exfoliation. So I really, really love a light peel in combination with that micro, like once every like 2 months. It's amazing. I have one today and I'm so excited. If that's not available where you're at, like getting a light peel every once a quarter is definitely a good thing. Just depends on the type of peel and the person doing it on you and a lot of other things, but a good professional exfoliation every few months is amazing. And then also microneedling, we really like that. I've seen a lot of texture change, like from old scarring or wrinkles or any type of scarring, acne or other. Microneedling can be really helpful for the skin as well. And you can do the one with PRP where they draw your blood and spin it for the platelets, and it's called the vampire facial. But microneedling with PRP is also one of my favorites.
Amazing. And what do you mean by light peel? I've always been intrigued by peels, but I've also had friends who just, you know, their skin's literally peeling off for a week and it does look so intense. So what exactly do you mean by light peel? Like, are there any specific brands that you really would recommend to most everyone? I know that can be complicated, but...
Well, I don't recommend that anyone peel their skin on their own. It's definitely something you want a professional to do. And there's a lot of different peels. There's different acids. There's the gentler acids like lactic. And then there's the really strong ones like TCA. And there's a whole family of acids. You can get a peel that's just salicylic too. And then they come in different percentages. So if you're a light peel would be maybe like a 10% Jesner or something like that. And there's a ton of different brands out there. So you wouldn't really go by brand for this. You would just go by percentage and then the type of acid or acid blend. And you can do like one layer and then neutralize it. Or you could do one layer if it's self-neutralizing, you just leave it on for a little while and then you, add some lotion on it, which will neutralize it. But like the amount of time you leave the solution on your skin will determine how strong it really was. And then the percentage that you chose to begin with. If you're doing like a 30% TCA, you're going to be peeling for a week for sure. But if you're doing like a 10% lactic blend, you'll be okay. You might see just a little bit of skin sloughing for a couple of days, but nothing crazy, nothing that you couldn't like go to work with.
Amazing. I'm intrigued.
What about skincare gadgets? Like, which ones do you use regularly? Like, we love to use Gua Sha and red light therapy. What do you like to use?
We love those as well. We also like the SolaWave. That's a fun one to use. It's nice because you can use that one a little more around your eyes. And then we like the New Face microcurrent. New Face. I would say those both are different micro. Technology is just a little bit different. SolaWave is so nice. You can like lay on the couch and watch your favorite TV show and just be like SolaWaving your face away. So it's nice and relaxing. But we do love Gua Sha-ing. That helps a ton with lymphatic drainage and getting the puffiness out of your skin. Light cupping on the face. You want to be really careful about it, making sure you're doing it with a great slick. But that can be just as helpful as Gua Sha if you want a little bit more of a different technique. And then one of my favorite things to do is go on YouTube and look up face yoga and just do some fun different techniques for strengthening the muscles of your face.
Do you watch Daniel Collins, or is face yoga just a really big phrase? Like, a lot of different people are doing it.
Yeah, it's just a pretty big phrase. You can search for a couple different people that are pretty great experts in it. But I'll just look up like face yoga for around the eyes. Like, I'll just look up very specific ones, or ones to reduce inflammation, or help lift the eyebrows, or help contour the jawline, things like that.
Amazing. Well, for any ClearStim fans on here and just anyone who has been following your journey, I'm sure they'd be intrigued to know, what are y'all's goals for the future just as a company and just going forward?
We just want to be a household name and have our education be the first thing that we're known for. Our biggest product, our biggest seller is the Mind Body Skin Hormonal Acne Supplement, because it's truly like the only and best alternative for people who have already exhausted all of the pharmaceutical options for their acne, or they're just tired of putting that crap in their bodies. So we are known for that innovation, and also the education about around pore clogging ingredients too. I mean, we want everyone to think of that process before they buy anything from anyone, even if it's not from us. Like, oh, I'm at Sephora, I'm looking at all this. Well, did I check for pore clogging ingredients? Like, we want to be like a household concept for people and help them make smarter choices and navigate this industry, because there's a lot of noise. So I don't know when we'll know that we've gotten there, but I think we will be there in a couple years. And then just continuing to create amazing products. We're making other vitamins now too that are specific for people who struggle with acne. And yeah, we just want to keep innovating and keep adding value to people's lives and just keep making things easier for people.
You guys are killing it. Right. Well, we have one last question for you, which asks all our guests this question. And it doesn't have to be skincare, but what are three products or gadgets that you couldn't live without? Like, it can be your mobile phone, whatever it is. What comes to mind?
Oh, just in general, like three.
In general.
Gadgets. I'm like, mine are more like habits I can't live without. Gadget. Okay. Tongue scraper. Oh my gosh. Literally can't.
We've had this one before. Yeah,
cannot live without a tongue scraper. If I ever forget it when I'm traveling, I have to run to a drugstore to go find one, because I just like wake up and I'm like, oh. Once you get used to it, then like the opposite feeling is the worst. So tongue scraper. Oh my, exfoliation. I did a test last week and just didn't exfoliate my skin for a week. I just really wanted to see the difference, because I'm not breaking out currently. So I wanted to see more of the anti-aging difference in my skin from not exfoliating. And oh my gosh, my skin looked so much duller, more texturized, more pores, and just felt heavier. And then the second I exfoliated my skin, it was like smooth, bright, glowing, like tightened pores, everything. So cannot live without our exfoliation products. So the combo of like vitamin scrub and Clarity, literally can't live without. And then I'm going to do something different. Workout bands.
Love it.
I'll travel with my workout bands too, just to like get more blood flow and get more movement in. But I love my workout bands.
Amazing.
I knew you were going to say tongue scraper, but I didn't know workout bands.
I actually can't live without my tongue scraper. We need to make like a ClearSem tongue scraper just so it's branded and I can use it all the time.
Totally.
And we'll make it like a solar wave one where it's like red light and vibrates and just like regenerates the whole mouth.
I am a customer.
That's so genius, like functional tongue scraper.
Okay, what can I not live without? Well, music for sure. Music curates my whole day. It's how I wake up. It's how I go to bed. It's how I work. So really good speakers, and then a phone to play the music through, obviously. And then I would say I really like reading The Economist. That's the thing that I read regularly. It comes weekly and I look forward to it all the time. So I would definitely want to keep that with me, keep my subscription. And then another gadget I would say is my New Face. I really like the New Face toning device. I think it really, really works, and it's a little foolproof, which is nice. And it's just like a really good workout for your skin, like elasticity. So yeah, those three.
Amazing. I love all of those. And I definitely want to give our listeners a way to find you guys. So please do share your social medias, your website, all of the things, so everyone knows where they can find y'all.
You can find all things ClearSem at clearsemskincare.com. And just like that we talked about a lot on this podcast, we have a ton of education. We have that pore clogging ingredients research, resource search function. We have our blog, we have our Ditch Your Acne protocol. So a lot of really juicy information to help you get to the root cause of your acne. And then we also put a lot of education out on our social media channels. So Instagram, TikTok, everything. It's just ClearSem Skincare. Check it out if you are wanting more acne and aging tips. It's filled with it. And then you can find Danielle at Danielle the Acne Guru and myself at Kaylee Christina.
Thank you so much, girls. You've been absolutely amazing.
Thank you, ladies. Such a pleasure.
Well, that was such a great episode. So many good tips. I hope everyone is feeling inspired to go take care of their skin and get things glowing again. But now it is time for our Q&A, where we answer two questions submitted by our amazing listeners. So excited to get into it. So Sophie, what is number one?
Number one, we have, What are your favorite ways to get up and going in the morning without turning to coffee?
So I have gotten better about not having my coffee until after my morning workout. Before, it's just like I wake up, I have my clothes next to my bed, I get dressed and I work out. But after that, with my coffee, because I'm not giving up coffee, I also take Cured Nutrition Rise, which is a CBD adaptogenic supplement that helps to increase focus. And I definitely am a huge fan. I've been taking it for like well over a year, if not two now.
Yeah, so good. I would say, I mean, I didn't used to drink coffee every morning. Now I do. It's turned into such a habit. But before, I would say, get outside and get sun on your face. It's nothing more energizing for me. Also, and don't stay in bed on your phone in the mornings. Like as soon as you wake up, try to get out of bed. Otherwise, I fall into such a slump and then I just feel lethargic. I don't want to wake up properly. So that's like one of my biggest tips.
Such a good one. Okay. Number two. What is a go-to product that you have to have when traveling?
There's so many. I don't know. I would say an eye mask because if I want to take a nap, I need something to cover my eyes. Otherwise, I feel like everyone's looking at me sleeping. Do you get that fear? I hate sleeping in front of people.
Do you have a specific one?
No, I have like this really cushy blackout mask, which has like little eyelashes on it. Kind of cute. I don't know where it's from, but I'll try and find out. Then I can link it.
Amazon has some serious ones, like with padding and like, you know, holds for the eyes and like crazy stuff. But then I know there's that brand Slip with the silk ones. So just curious.
Mine's silk.
Okay. So for me, first of all, I always say like, I'm the girl you want to be traveling with. Because if you forgot something at home or you need anything the entire trip, the chances of me having it are high. I overpack like crazy. But I love my carry-on skincare set. It's one of my friend Madison Hedrick's company. She created skincare for the plane. And it's so nice. It's just like a little zip-up mesh bag with a hand sanitizer, a face mist, and a face wipe, and a face mask. And it's so great. And it's portable, perfect for a carry-on. So that's what I would say.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for being here with us again. We always have such a fun time recording these episodes for you. If you want to show us some support, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review.
And don't forget to find us on Instagram at the Not So Simple Life Podcast. That's the best way to communicate with us and stay up to date with what we're doing. But until then, we'll see you guys for a new episode next month.